I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia Public Service Commission has begun public hearings on a proposed increase to the electric bill of every Georgia Power customer, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Georgia Power would like to increase the base rate customers pay by as much as $17 a month by 2022. The first of three-tiered steps toward that goal would come January of next year. On the first day of public hearings, the hike drew criticism from retirees on fixed incomes like Gloria Wood.
I find myself in a monthly dilemma of whether to pay bills or pay for my medicine. As a member of one of the oldest Golden Age clubs in the city of Atlanta, the rate increase will cripple our community.
Georgia Power says the increase is needed to help retire coal ash ponds, recoup hurricane losses, and update the electrical grid. Hearings run through Wednesday and then resume in November. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The National Institutes of Health are awarding the University of Georgia up to $130 million to create a vaccine that would protect against multiple strains of the flu in a single dose. The director of UGA's Center for Vaccines and Immunology, Ted Ross, says the new vaccine could one day replace the shot you get every year during flu season.
We're trying to break that paradigm where we're going to vaccinate people at any time in the year and give them lifelong immunity to all different strains of influenza.
The grant is the largest ever awarded to UGA. The highest-ranking Republican woman in the Georgia legislature has thrown her name into the ring to replace retiring U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson. Representative Jan Jones, who serves as House Speaker pro tem, announced Monday that she submitted an application to Governor Brian Kemp to be appointed to the seat until a special election is held. The 74-year-old Isaacson is retiring in December due to health issues. U.S. Representative Doug Collins and former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price are among other top Republicans who've submitted applications for the Senate seat. International opera star and Augusta native Jessie Norman died yesterday. She was 74 years old. The National Medal of Arts recipient and multi-Grammy Award winner founded the Jessie Norman School of the Arts in Augusta, a free after-school and summer performing arts program in 2003. Norman was a staunch supporter of arts education. She spoke to GPB about it in 2014.
It makes me absolutely crazy when we see that the arts are taken away, but we keep the football team. And I always try to say, now, of course, we need children to exercise, but it costs a great deal more money to have uniforms for a football team than it does for kids to sit in a classroom and learn to sing together. So yes. Let's not pretend that it's a matter of money.
A previously scheduled October 11th event, renaming a street in downtown Augusta in Norman's honor, will go on as planned, as will an October 12th fundraiser for the school featuring Broadway star Audra McDonald. Funeral arrangements for Norman have not yet been announced. And Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, is celebrating his 95th birthday today. Carter was born on this day in 1924 in Plains, Georgia. He became the longest living president in history earlier this year. To celebrate the day, the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta is lowering its admission price to 95 cents. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves begin their run through the playoffs when they host the St. Louis Cardinals at SunTrust Park in Game 1 of the 5-game National League Divisional Series on Thursday. The first pitch scheduled for 5:02. The series winner will advance to the National League Championship Series. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.